So the Gemara in Da'at Amar Alf is still trying to figure out how Rav Gamliel was able to get rid of the Takana that seemingly Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel instituted. So we say over here, Rav Gamliel Veis Dino Midoraisa Batalu, right? They held that it was Batal Midoraisa. So my time, Gemara Shabbos Shabbos. And he brings the Gezeir Shava from the Shabbos of a week to the Shabbos of the Shviyas year. Ma lahalan hi asura lefenal chara mutarin. Afkan hi asura lefenal chara mutarin. So he tries to bring a Gezeir Shava, which the Gemara will ask that Gezeir Shava is very weak, based on a halachah Moshe Sinai. But he brings a Gezeir Shava just like Shabbos. So obviously if Shabbos, but whatever malacha is done before Shabbos and after Shabbos is fine, so too would be with Shvius. So Tosos, Dira Masel, Mala Holland points out, V'kashav Abmafkinem Mikrobim Sachs Yuma, Perak Basra, the Tzarech Lassos Tosefes, Gavi Shabbos, Ben V'chnisasa, Ben V'yitziasa, Osifa Michol HaKodesh. But hold on a second, we actually learn from Gemara and Yuma that there is an Inyan, and it says here that it's a Tzricha, it's actually, you have to make a Tosefes to Shabbos, both before Shabbos and after Shabbos, to add to the Kodesh before going to the Chol. So Tosas answers, Ikalamim Marhau Porta, Lo Kachashiv, Kivin Do Hava Ela Koshu. So that's only a Kolshu, it's a small amount, it's not really so Chashiv, it's not a significant amount of time. And therefore, V'chiyahu Shur, Nami Yehem Mode Rabban Gomiel De Tzarech Lahosif. And if you would try to apply this logic to the Shabbos of the Shemitah year, Rav Gamliel would in fact agree that it would be important to add that small shear to the Shviyas both before the Shviyas years and after the Shviyas years. But obviously talking about a more significant amount of time that you add on a lot of time, as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said, months and months before the seventh year begins, that Rav Gamliel would still argue and say that's batel based on this Gezeirah Shavah. So the Gemara goes ahead and rejects that Gezeirah Shavah, and then in order to continue to defend Rav Gamliel. So Rav Ashi says, Rav Gamliel veis dino savri leik Rav Yishmael, da amar helchasa gemir lei, v'chi gemir helchasa bizman shebeis ha-Mikdash kayam. That the reason you could say that it's batel is because all the laws of Shviyas only applied when the Beis ha-Mikdash was kayam. So Tosfos and Devar Maschil, Elam Rav Ashi says, klomar vada midoraisa batel, v'lav hainu taima kedakamar. And so really, midoraisa, it is batel, not like we tried to say above. El esvir leikim Rabbi Shmuel, v'kadayik Rabbi Gamliel, ma shaycha tosefa shviyas gabi nisuch, shenit l'moshe gabi hadadi. Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Shmuel in the sense that Rabbi Gamliel thought that you have to be very medayik, that regarding something like tosefa shviyas and nisuch amayim, there was a reason why they were taught together in the same breath, in the same sentence. The Bekol Makum Shona Hani Shlosha Biyachad, the Kach Nitnu Ela Vadai Lemeel Samichinu Rachmana. Because these halachos, the one of the Nisach Amayim and the Arava, and of the Tosefa Shviyas, are all taught together, and they were given to Moshe in this way. And why? Because it must be that the Rachmana, that Hashem wanted to teach all of them together to show you that it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. The Gemara now moves on to address the other, a different part of the Mishnah, that you can't water your Beis HaShlochin with rainwater, collected rainwater, or from the Kilon. So we understand the Kilon, because the Tichar Yisir there, of bringing up the water from the well. The Gemara asks, what Tircha is there with just taking the rainwater that's already been collected? It's a Gzeira that if you do make Geshamim, you also collect from the Mei Kilon. So Tosos, there Maskel Bishloma says, Mayri Bechia Gavna, the Kaim Lon, the Lo Paske, the Lesbuhu Isur, Ela Mehai Taima, the Mefarish. The case that we're talking about is that we know that the rainwater will not stop. And therefore, it's only an issue because of a Gzera Atu, the Mei Kilon. Aval I Paske, Islu Isur, could look him on. But if the rainwater would cease, and we're going to mention a different issur involved. Why? The call midei de pasik iki issur mishum de azo maisi makom rachuk kivin shehischil lahashkos shalul afsid sadehu. Because if the rainwater were to stop, and you're actually going to run out of collected rainwater, so now you actually have a different issue, a tircha related issue, that you're going to end up going to a faraway place to collect more water. Because once you've already started to water it, you're going to want to continue. I think, you know, once you start watering a plant, and you stop, it's going to shock, and it will end up drying out and ruin. You're going to have to see it through to the end. So hilchach ikaluk mehacha de lo paski. So here we must be talking about a case where the rainwater will not cease. Rather, the only issue of megishamim is a gzera atu mekilon.